thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us again. And then, Father, after you revive us, this is our cry and our plea. Daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercies. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Oh, Savior, I shall worship thee. Lamb of God who died for me, who extended endless mercies. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. And so, Father, we come before your presence with the highest praise that we know. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. God, revive us again. And we come before you, God, because you're the only person that can breathe life into us. We come before your presence, oh God, because you're the only God of our salvation. We come before you with singing, God, because you are the God of life, the God of the very air that we breathe, the God that allows us to move and have our very being, God. You are everything that we need and more. You are the source of our strength. You are the strength of our lives. God, you're the reason, God, we can do anything, oh God, each and every single day. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to see a brand new day. And because you have made this day, God, we can rejoice and be glad in it. We don't have to fret, we don't have to fear, but we can offer unto you the sacrifices of praise. Oh God, my soul will sing yea, my soul will sing praises unto the Lord, because the God that I serve is a good God. The God that I serve is a mighty God. The God that I serve is an awesome God, and I want him to be lifted up, because his word promised me that if I lift him up, he'll draw all men unto me, unto himself. And Lord, I don't want men to be drawn
unto me, but Lord, I want them to see the glory of God dwelling in me, that they may ask, what must I do to be saved? Lord, I want to lift you up, Lord, so that you can draw me to you, because the closer I am to you, God, the greater I feel your anointing. The closer I feel with you, I feel you, God, the more closer I'm walking with you. Oh, God, the greater, oh, God, the closer I am with you, God, oh, God, the more glory you can get out of my life. You will help me put this flesh under subjection. You will cast the devil out of my mind, God. You will bind sickness on every hand, Lord. The closer I draw to thee, God, is the closer I can get to peace, the closer I can get to joy, the closer that I know that my hope is not in vain, the closer I can walk with you and talk with you, the more intimate, God, I can get with you. Draw us nearer to thee, God, as we lift you up, oh God, this day, and we offer you the praises, oh God, that's comely for the upright, for you are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords, and you are the great I am, and you're worthy of our praises. So when we cry out hallelujah, God, we want to give you the greatest adoration that words can say. Because, God, our words are limited. We cannot adequately declare or describe how great you are. But, Lord, you're greater than anything. You're greater than great, God. You're greater to the infinity, Lord. However we can add it up, it still is inadequate, Lord, to describe just how great you are. And so, Lord, help us, Lord, to do with all that we can to offer you the praise that you are so worthy of. In this new day that you have made, Lord, you've already allowed us to rejoice and be glad in it. But, Lord, we need you to order our footsteps, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. We need you to bind the flesh on every hand, Lord, as this is our day of consecration, where we lay aside food and we lay aside drink, God, so that you can get the glory out of our lives in the name of Jesus. And on this day that the world celebrates wickedness, and on the day that the world celebrates the devil, Lord, we come, oh God, to magnify the God of our salvation and declare that you are still God of heaven, that you are still the God of the earth, oh God, and that we will bless your people, oh God, to let them know that Jesus still reigns supreme. Though the world is waxing more and more evil, we're standing here to be the light, to let the world know that even though you desire to be dark, the Jesus that's in me is greater than the evil that's within you. And so I'm thankful, oh God, today, oh God, that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, because you help me to walk right, you help me to talk right, you help me to live right when we submit to your spirit and we say yes to your will and we give you a nevertheless spirit, oh God. You come the more you have your way in our lives. So no matter what may be going on in our jobs or what may be going on in our families or what may be going on in our finances, it does not matter, God, because you are still in control. Our hearts, oh God, belong to you. Our lives belong to you. Oh God, we're in the master's hands. And as long as we're in your hands, oh God, nothing shall be able, oh God, to separate us from your love. And you tend to those that you love. You take care of those that you love. And Lord, and you love everyone. Even those people, oh God, that turn their backs on you. You still love them, oh God. Even when we found ourselves in sin, Lord, you still loved us, oh God, because your love never fails. Your love never runs out. Your love, it never turns its back on us. So as long as we are in the land of the living and there's breath in our lungs, Lord, there's still an opportunity for us to experience the goodness of your love each and every single day. Thank you for being such an awesome God. And because you're worthy of that praise, God, our song, God, led us to daily, I shall worship thee. I want to be like David. And Lord, I want your praises to continually be in my mouth today. That as I go throughout the day, that I'll magnify the God of my salvation. Oh God, that I won't look at those things with a half glass empty. But Lord, I thank you just because you blessed me to be here. That you allow me to be in my right mind. That you've given me the use and activity of my limbs. Lord, that I have a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thankful, oh God, that I have clothes on my back. Thankful, oh God, that I have food on my table. Thankful, oh God, that you've given me a roof over my head, a spouse, a wife that loves me, oh God, children, oh God, that I can train up in the way that they should go, a ministry, oh God, that's growing and thriving, God, oh God, and victory, oh God, on every hand and over every obstacle that the enemy throws my way, oh God, there's always an opportunity for us to give you thanks for every little thing that you have done. Lord, I'm not thanking you for healing me from cancer this morning. Lord, I'm not thanking you for taking me through a surgery. But, Lord, I'm thanking you, God, just because you've been good and just because your mercy endured through all generations. I'm thankful, oh God, this morning that my mind is staying on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And because my mind has been staying on you, you've been keeping me in peace. Though everything around me, God, has been a little stormy, God, or things around me has been a little stormy, my mind has been at peace because my mind has been staying on you. And that's the God that we serve, that no matter how chaotic the world might be, my God is a strong power. And because my God is a strong power and his name is so awesome, I can find safety in the midst of his name. And so I desire to dwell in your house, oh God, to dwell in your presence, oh God, all the days of my life. That's my desire, Lord, because I don't want heaven to, I don't want hell to be my final destination. I don't want to go to hell, as Lady Yo told us on Sunday. And so, Lord, bind everything that's unlike you. Cast the devil out of our minds. Bind the spirit of foolishness. Bind the spirit of immolation, God. Bind the spirit of disobedience. Bind the spirit of chaos, oh God. Bind the spirit that's unlike you, God, so that we might present our bodies this day, oh God, as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto you. Lord, that is the least that we can do. And do that, God, by transforming our minds, removing those things and those thoughts that are carnal, oh God, and replacing them with those things that are holy and acceptable. Because you are looking for a people that will be willing to worship you in spirit and in truth. And I'm even talking about the scripture, Lord, and live peaceably with all men. Holiness without which I got to be holy. God, in spite of people being chaotic with me, I got to live holy. Oh, God, in spite of what may be going on, I still got to be holy. Because holiness without which I can't see you. And it's my desire to see you, Lord, today. And I'm thankful, Lord, that I have the answer. I have the answer. Jesus is the way. I have the answer. Jesus is the truth. I have the answer. Jesus, he is my life. And so I thank you, God, for being everything that I need and more. My direction, my guide, my confidant, my protector, my strong tower, the way maker, the lover of my soul. That's who you are. And so, Lord, as we begin this day, oh, God, this Tuesday on October 31st, we declare, hallelujah, thine the glory. We give you the highest praise because you're worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And because you're worthy of that, each and every day, it's our determination, it's our mindset, our purpose, Lord, to worship you because you are the Lamb of God who died for us. And because you extended endless mercies to us, Lord, daily it will be our intentions to worship and adore you and to offer unto you the praise that you are so worthy of. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for the victory that you've already won. Thank you for the thoughts that you have already thought towards us as you work your way from our ending up to our beginning, Lord. We ask that you would order our footsteps, lead, guide, and direct us, and grant us victory, grant us peace, grant us joy, strengthen our bodies, heal our bodies, deliver our children, bless our ministries, God, in the name of Jesus, and everything that we put our hands to do, let it be done for your glory, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that my labor, it won't be in vain, but that my labor would bring you glory, my sacrifices will bring you glory, my submission, oh God, will bring you glory. I want everything, God, to give you the glory. So God, the psalmist said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord, and that's what I want to do today. I want to do to give you the praise in everything that I do, everything that I say, everywhere that I go, all of my actions. I want them to bring you glory, and I want them to bring you honor, and I want them to bring you praise. Bless us today. Grant us favor, Lord, tonight that as we host our harvest night, our movie night, Father, I pray that you would bless our hands, that as we serve those that come, Lord, that we will be a light unto them, that we will be able to lead someone to Christ today. God, help us to be about ministry. Yes, Lord, we're doing a service, Lord, but help us to be about ministry, empowering believers and changing lives. And help us to be a witness to someone that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Oh, God, that you might get the glory out of our service. That's our mission. That's our intention, God, to equip, oh, God, to grow, oh, God, to train up people, Lord, to proclaim your gospel. Lord, help us to do it all, that we may equip believers tonight and to change lives, that you might get the glory out of us. Grant us favor. Grant us protection. Grant us strength, God. Oh, God, and touch us even now. We thank you because we put it all into your hands, and we know that all things will work together for our good. Bless those that will be packing or stuffing the candy bag today. Bless Lady Yo as she runs some errands, oh God, to finish up some of the things that we need to do. And then bless everyone that walks through that door. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel the power of your spirit. And Holy Ghost, we ask that you would change lives as they walk into the doors of the sanctuary and God, get themselves together. Let them feel your glory. Let them feel our prayers, oh God, and let them feel the worship of our praise as we adore you and as we magnify you, oh God, each and every single day. Thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do in the life of Praise Center and those that are attached to us. Our breakthrough is here, and we thank you for the breakthrough. So bless us now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.